In a dark alleyway in the middle of a city, a cat stretches and yawns, awaking from a nap. She rises to her feet and pads around, sniffing the air. A small piece of fish she found outside her favorite cafe is still next to the newspaper she was sleeping on, and she begins to nibble it slowly. Fish is her absolute favorite food, and the cafe she liked to go to always had leftovers she could eat that they'd throw out the back. The fish was white and salty, and she thought that she would eat half now and half later, after another nap. She turns to her right, mouth still chewing, and spies a pair of black beady eyes peering around a cardboard box. She stares back at the eyes, her whiskers twitching, until a shape darts out and runs behind a dumpster, not far from her. She swallows the tiny piece of fish and sits on her hind legs, licking her paws and watching to see if the shape reappears, which it does. On four thin legs with a bushy body and white face, a creature appears and slowly walks over to the cat. At first, she thinks it is a very large mouse and considers chasing it, but soon realizes that the nose is too long and the ears are too round. "Hello," says the lady cat, spooking the creature and sending it skittering off behind the dumpster again. Soon enough, the creature reappears and walks slowly over to the cat, clearly wondering if it is about to give chase. Realizing it is in no danger, it walks ever so slightly closer and sniffs the ground. "Hello," says the creature, and the cat decides then that this is definitely not a mouse, because mice do not talk to cats. She notices the creature is staring at her fish and decides to share. "Would you like some?" she asks thoughtfully. "I have plenty to spare, and I don't eat so much." With a claw, she tears a chunk of the fish away and pushes it across to the creature, which the creature reaches towards with a clawed foot and takes, gobbling it up quickly. "What are you?" she asks, puzzled. "I am a possum. People call me Professor Possum, like a human, only not." The cat had heard of possums, but she had never seen one before. The possum scratches the back of its head and looks down at the newspaper. "Why do they call you that?" she asks, having never heard the word professor before. "It is what humans call someone who teaches things. People say I am very smart, because I can read letters and numbers, like those," he says excitedly, pointing at the newspaper the lady cat is sat on. Shocked, she sits up, not wanting to be sat on something she does not know or understand, although all she sees under her are black squiggles, which don't look at the least bit frightening. "What do they mean?" she asks, peering down at the letters. The possum skitters over and looks down, before pointing a claw down at a particular line of squiggles and says, "Thursday, that is what today is, and how the humans know when they have to do things. Tomorrow it will be Friday, and then Saturday after that." The she-cat decides then that Professor Possum was indeed very smart. "What comes after Saturday?" she asks, licking her paws. "Why, Sunday comes next," he replies. "And then?" she continues, wondering if this would help her figure out when her favourite kind of fish is thrown out of the cafe. Sometimes it tasted different and had sauce on it, which she was not particularly fond of. "Monday comes next," he continues, sitting down and watching her clean herself, his head tilted sideways slightly. "What next?" "Tuesday." "And after that?" "Wednesday." "And what comes after Wednesday?" she says, confidently using the new word. "Thursday," he says, twitching his whiskers happily at her saying the new word correctly. The cat stops licking and turns to regard the possum with a confused look in her eyes. "But today is Thursday. Did the humans run out of words? How can there be two of today?" The cat decides then that humans are very silly and should think of more words, as many words as there are kinds of fish, of which there are many. She would know. She has eaten them all. "There is a Thursday in every week. There is one of every day in every week. That is how it works," he replies politely, not wanting to sound mean. The cat decides to not ask what a week is, still trying to memorize the names of the human days. She also decides that Saturday is her favorite, as part of it sounds like cat. "Can I ask you something?" he inquires. Of course. And you may call me Miss Cat, she replies happily, resuming her paw licking. Some of the fish taste had gone in her fur, and she didn't want to waste it. Do humans like you, Miss Cat? He asked, appearing suddenly bashful. The cat's ears prick up, and she turns giddily to him. But of course, they always stroke my fur and tickle my chin and tell me how pretty I am. Do humans like you too? At this, Professor Possum looks down and seems suddenly sad. What's the matter? Asks the lady cat worriedly. Some humans like me, but most do not. They shoo me away when I try to say hello, and do not give me treats like I know they do with cats like you, he says sadly, scratching the floor. Could you teach me to be like a cat? Miss Cat tilts her head curiously, having never heard such a strange question before. She had never been asked by another creature how to be like her. Why did this possum suddenly wish such a thing? That is a strange request, she opines, thinking of how she might teach something that is not a cat to be a cat. Suddenly, she has a wonderful idea. If I teach you to be like a cat, will you teach me how to read human letters and numbers? At this, the possum jumps for joy, twitching his whiskers and scurrying over to the cat to thank her. A wonderful idea. I will teach you to read, and you will teach me how to be polite and have the good manners of a cat. And so they touched paw to foot and went about their tasks. Professor Possum decided to take Ms. Cat to his favourite place, the human library, which was a very large building with lots of words in it. He shows her a secret entrance around the back, through which they find a place where lots of old books are, which are like newspapers, but thicker. He opens up one of his favourites, a story about a lion, which Ms. Cat thinks is a very good book, because he tells her that lions are just a bigger kind of cat. And slowly, he teaches her human letters, and then human words. He teaches her that names, like a Ms. Cat, have a big or capital letter at the start, and that when she sees a little dot at the bottom of a word, she has to pause for a moment before carrying on. This is a full stop, he tells her. And she nods merrily. They practice this for many days, which Ms. Cat counts down to Professor Possum, learning about weeks and even months, until eventually Ms. Cat can read the book by herself, and she is ever so proud. Professor Possum tells her of many more of his favourites, and she decides then that she will read them all, for she has finally found something she enjoys almost as much as fish. Now, it was time for her turn to teach him how to be a cat. They did this in a park where human children were playing. First of all, said Miss Cat, strolling back and forth, you must learn good manners, because good people use good manners. Professor Possum nods eagerly, happy to be taught by someone else for once. When you ask for something, you must always say, please. And when someone does something nice for you, you must always say, thank you. They then practiced this many times until he had it memorized. When you do something bad, she continues, you must always say sorry, because this means you did not mean to do it. He enjoys these lessons very much, as he thinks that these are all very good ideas to make humans like him and to have them stroke his fur. Finally, you should always walk and not run, unless you are playing a game, in which case you should always be careful, she says sternly. If you run towards someone, they might become scared, but if you walk, they will not. And he realizes that this might be the reason why humans always try to shoo him away. As a final practice, Miss Cat urges Professor Possum to slowly walk over to a boy and his mother who are sat on a bench. He does so slowly, and sure enough the boy and his mother wander over to look at him, and the boy even strokes his fur. This makes him very happy indeed, and he decides that Ms. Cat is very clever, for he realizes that she did not teach him to be a cat after all, but to have the good manners of a cat, while still being a possum. And so the two became very good friends, and they spent their days and weeks and months playing and reading and talking together, sharing fish from the cafe, but never the fish with the sauce on, because now Miss Cat could read the sign outside and knew when they were selling it, and always being polite to humans and the other animals they came across.